In this material world, every materialist desires to achieve happiness and diminish his distress. And therefore, he acts accordingly. Actually, however, one is happy as long as one does not endeavor for happiness. As soon as one begins his activities for happiness, his conditions of distress begin. Prakshan, Prahlad Maharaj means, Mahajana, Jena, Gata, Sapantha. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajanas, you understand? These Mahajanas, those are bona fide Mahajanas. In other words, those are pure devotees, sadhus, they are called Mahajanas. They show us the path. Mahajana jena gata sapantha. Those Mahajanas know what is the ultimate goal of life and how to achieve it. And what is the proper path. They know it. So they have traded that path. So we should follow those Mahajanas and follow their footsteps. You understand? Then our life will be perfect. This is stated in Vedic scriptures. This material world, in Bhagavad Gita it is said, dukhalayam asashvatam. It is full of misery, it is temporary. No happiness is here. You understand? You cannot get any happiness here in this material world. It is full of miseries. Dukhalayam, unhappiness and misery, isn't it? But this is a very, we may say, unfortunate affair, or distressful, that all the living entities here are trying very hard to gain so-called happiness. You understand? But they fail. They cannot get it. Are they getting? They are not getting. Why? Why are not they getting happiness?
Because that happiness is not real happiness, it's an illusion.
Huh?
Because that is illusion in the material world.
Yes.
No real happiness.
Yes. It is dukhalayam. Huh? It's a house of miseries. Alayam means house. Huh? So if you search for happiness in a house of miseries, how can you get it? Huh? If you search for water in a desert, how can you get it? You can't get it. This desert, no water is here. No water is available here. So, how can you get water in a desert? Huh? How can you get happiness in a house which is filled with miseries? Huh? So you are foolish, isn't it? Huh? So now question arises. We want happiness. We want pleasure. Nobody wants distress. Does anybody want? No. Nobody wants. But distress comes. Why is it so? We don't want distress. We don't want unhappiness till it comes to us. Why is it so? Huh? Why is it so?
Because nothing is under our control.
Huh?
Nothing is under our control.
Yes, that's a fact. Nothing is under your control. But we don't want this. Why is it coming to us?
Because our karma.
Yes. That comes to you because of the result of your karma, previous karma, isn't it? In other words, we may say, you have earned it. You have earned it, earned. isn't it? So you must get it. When you have earned it, you must get it. You have earned distress and happiness. So it comes to you, though you don't want it. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of all Vedic scriptures, and Mahajanas like Prahlad Maharaj, they say so. In many places you will find. That Prahlad Maharaj says, Sarvatra labhyate daivat yatha dukham ajatnatah. Nobody endures for getting unhappiness, but still it comes. Similarly, what material happiness is allotted for you according to your previous karma should come to you without endeavor. Isn't it? Without endeavor it must come to you. If you want endeavor, it is not a fact that it will never come to you. It must come to you. If you endeavor, it is not a fact that you can enhance or increase your amount of happiness. No, that you can do. You understand? So you should know it very well. Why shall I endeavor for getting happiness? It is futile. It is stated here. We cannot do anything with it. What has been allotted to us, that must come to us. Nobody can change it. Then question arises. Shall not we endure for anything? Shall not we endure for anything? Yes? You should perform your duty without attachment. I cannot understand. What does it mean? So that is stated in Srimad Bhagavad-gītā. Karmanya bhādhikā raste māphaleso kadācana, isn't it? Karmanya bhādhikā raste māphaleso kadācana, that is stated in Srimad Bhagavad-gītā. Do you know it's English? He says that. Gopikāma says that. You have to work. Your duty is to work. You understand? But don't aspire for the joy. Krishna says, Ma phalesu kadātana. You understand? Don't aspire for its result. You have to only work. What is it? If someone will hear this, what is this? The Krishna Bhagavan says like this, I will work but I won't aspire for any result. Then why shall I work? Why shall I work? If I won't aspire for any result, then why shall I work? Rather not to work, isn't it? What's your answer?
That means we should not work.
Just work and not have attachment to
responsibility.
That's
the only way to.
Yes?
We shall endeavor only for the how to please the Supreme Lord.
Only how many know this thing? Nobody knows this thing. All conditioned souls, they don't know this thing. What you say? They want the joy of their work. They are searching happiness, pleasure. So they are striving very hard. They are making many plans. They understand how to get happiness. And are working accordingly. Isn't it? But what is the result? They cannot get any happiness. They cannot decrease their distress, cannot increase their happiness. Then same. By this practical application of this, though the conditioned soul gets this thing, still he is angry, still he is working, still he is in no hurry. You understand? Why? Why is it so?
Out of ignorance.
Yes, it's out of ignorance and is captured by Maya. You understand? Material nature. If someone says, oh, like, I won't work, why shall I work? If I cannot change the condition of my life, if I cannot decrease the unhappiness, and if I cannot increase the happiness I am aspiring for, then why shall I work? I won't work. Is it wise? No. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna has raised that question. I won't work. I won't fight. You understand? If the result is this, result of fighting, as he was thinking, that he'll kill his kith and kin, so-called friends, relatives, so he'll go to hell. Why shall he fight? It's better not to fight. Go to forest, retire and go to forest and meditate upon the Supreme Lord. He thought of like that. Then said, but what answer did Krishna give? What answer did Krishna give? Kya swayam bodhas? Suno na kyo? Bujhpa na? You cannot understand. Bujhao chesta kar. Yes. What answer did Krishna give?
Krishna said to Arjuna that without performing duty.
You are not reading Bhagavad Gita, I think. What are you doing? No, I don't want to just recite Sanskrit verse, you see. You should say in your own language. But you are not saying that.
You say, one verse, similar verse in Sanskrit, say, Yogi Namati
Sarvesham. Oh, that's a different thing. I speak what? Arjuna says, I won't work, I won't fight. Rather, I will retire, go to the forest and meditate, and become a dhyana yogi. You understand? But what did Krishna answer?
That Arjuna fight for the sake of fighting.
Krishna says, you can't do it! As you are thinking, prakrutitvam nijokhyati, the material nature will engage you in the work. You say, I won't work. You must work. You are captured by material nature. You understand? And then material nature will make you work. You understand? This is the work. Prakriti tau nijo khyati. You understand? You can do it. Ahankara vimudatma karta angiti manyati. And Prabhupada Maharaj has quoted that thing in his verse, as his purport, isn't it? Ankar vimudatma karta angiti manyati. Who is ankar vimudatma, which is a skill, who has developed a very great false ego, he says, oh, I am doing. You see? I am doing. Ankarta. I am the door. Is he door? Is he doing? Jiva bole ami kori tai satya noy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vaishnava Acharya, Mahajan also says that same thing. Jiva bole ami kori tai satya noy. The jiva living entity says, I do. Prabhupada Maharaj says, no, that's not true. Asamatra jiva kori tado ichha. Man supposes, God disposes. You understand? Because the Supreme Lord Krishna is the ultimate sanctioning authority. Anumanta, then saying, unless he sanctions, the jiva or living entity cannot do anything. You understand? It is all said in Bhagavad Gita and here in Srimad Bhagavatam also. So, you should not endeavor to increase your happiness and decrease your distress. You understand? Rather endeavor how it is said here, to use your valuable human life for advancement in Krishna consciousness. Then, sir, he is intelligent. What has been arranged for me, allotted for me, it must come to me. Nobody can change it. Then, sir, so why shall I try for it? Better to try for developing Krishna consciousness. Thereby, you'll get some happiness here, this material world. Otherwise, no happiness is here. It's dukhāryam. You understand? Krishna is the source of all happiness. Sachidānanda vigraha. Ānanda means happiness, pleasure. You understand? It's source of all pleasure and happiness. If you can attach yourself at the lotus feet of that Sachidānanda-maya vigraha Krishna, you can get some happiness, otherwise not possible. Then that's your only duty. And you should endeavor for it. You understand? In 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, also you'll find Sorgya Naraka Evacha. Dehina Jajada Dukam Tasman Nechade Tadbuddha. Abadur Jadurajan Sambhav. Abdut tells Jadurajan. That he says, Sorgya Naraka Evacha. Sukham Vaindrakam Rajan. Sorgya Naraka Evacha. Dehina Jajada Dukam Tasman Nechate Tadbuddha. See, Buddha means a learned man, a wise man, an intelligent man. He never endures for this. For this material, for the increase of material happiness and decrease of the material distress. You understand? Wherever you go, you may go to heavenly planets, or to neither planets, or to hell, wherever you go. You understand? Sorgya Naraka Evacha. You must get the happiness or distress according to your karma. Do you understand? As has been allotted to you. Do you understand? Wherever you go in this universe, you will get it according to your karma. Therefore, one who is learned, Buddha, he never endures for it. He never endures. He knows it. That's Prahlad Maharaj says this thing. You understand? The only duty is to, we must endeavor for the advancement of Krishna consciousness. You understand? No other endeavor. All right? And also you'll find this Maitreya Vidur Sambhava. Third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find the same thing. Maitra Vidur Sambhav, Vidur ask the same thing. Maitra Muni answer it. Do you understand? Maitra Muni. Sukhaya karmani karoti loka. Yes. Then. Sukhaya karmani karoti loka nati sukham va annat upa ramam cha. পারমম্বা বিন্দে তো ভূয়স্তৎএব দুঃখম জগত্র দুঃখম ভগবান বিদেন্ন থার্ড ক্যান্টো ফিফথ চ্যাপ্টার সেকেন্ড ভার্স সুখায় কর্মাণি করত লোক নতে সুখম বা অন্য উপারমম্বা বিন্দে তো ভূয়স্তৎএব দুঃখম জগত্র দুঃখম ভগবান বদেন না বিদুর আস্ক মৈত্রী মুনি ও সেজ মৈত্রেয় ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড দি পিপল আর এন্ডেভরিং টু গেট মেটেরিয়াল হ্যাপিনেস আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড বাট দ্যাট ইজ দি রেজাল্ট দে ক্যান নট গেট ইনক্রিজ দেয়ার মেটেরিয়াল হ্যাপিনেস নট they decrease their distress. You understand? Rather, again they are getting distress instead of happiness. Huh? Maitreya, you know everything. Isn't it? Or Bhagya, you know everything. Now instruct us. And instruct me, what is our duty in this material world? Yes. What is our duty? The answer is given here. What is your duty? Huh?
Endeavor for developing the development of Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. This is the only duty. The endeavor for advancing Krishna. In other words, we may say, as he says, attachment and detachment. The specific word is prabhuti, nibhuti. You understand? Prabhuti, nibhuti. Attachment and detachment. Attachment for getting happiness, attachment for material happiness, material possessions, then strength, that is prabhuti, attachment. And detachment, detach yourself from that. And attach yourself to the lotus feet of Krishna. Then strength, this is nibhuti. Prabhuti resa dukhanam, prabhuti resa bhutanam, nibhuti istu mahapara. It is stated in Vedas. Prabhuti resa bhutanam nibhuti istu mahapara. All living entities here in this material world are running after prabhuti. That means they are very much attached to material enjoyment. Do you understand? But if someone is intelligent, if he will be detached from it, he will get happiness. Do you understand? Nibhuti istu mahapara, you get greater result. He never says, I will give up future tense. You see, it's very difficult to say. You're so attached, isn't it? Oh, like Maharaj, when you are saying, I'll try, isn't it? I'll try, isn't it? It's so difficult, not so easy. Now, from this very moment, I finish. I never try. All this future tense. You see, I have already told what Vidur asked Maitra Muni, isn't it? The same thing Vidur asked Maitra Muni. The people in this material world are striving or endeavoring to get happiness. But they are not getting. Thereby, they cannot increase their happiness. Neither increase their happiness nor decrease their distress. Isn't it? Rather, again and again, this place is coming, isn't it?